time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Price City Mayor Mike Kourianis. We've got a lot going on in Price City we're going to talk about this morning. We've got fire restrictions we want to touch base with, road construction updates, and of course, the one that's on everybody's mind as always is water conservation right now. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, Dave, it's a pleasure to be here.
Let's talk first and foremost, everything's going okay in Price City right now. Seems to be doing pretty well.
I think so. I think the community, you know, people are trying to do their best and working hard.
Slowly starting to get back to normal. We have, you know, baseball tournaments coming up, international days coming up. And, you know, we've got the 24th right around the corner. And I think with that, we need to talk, A, how much of a success the 4th of July was, and B, what we can expect from the 24th. Because the 4th of July, from everything that I'm hearing, hats off to the people and the residents of Price City.
Absolutely. You know, and that's the one thing I'd like to share with everyone this morning is that historically on the 4th of July, our fire department, that is a volunteer fire department, they go out on that first call on fire call, and then they stay at the station until the end of that night. On this July 4th, they weren't dispatched at all. They were able to stay home with their families, and that was a huge deal for us to see that the residents were abiding by the fire restrictions. We had, you know, our law enforcement was stepped up, and there was a couple individuals, a handful, that were lighting fireworks. They didn't know about the restriction, and so we understand that. But yeah, it was sad for those, you know, young kids that didn't get to see fireworks. But, you know, the safety of not having the fireworks, it was huge.
It really was. And as I said, it's all attributed to the people of Price City. Now, pretty much the same thing's going on for the 24th as well, correct?
Correct. You know, we sat down in a meeting. I had Sheriff Wood, Chief Cecilia, Chief Peterson, our fire chief, and then a couple council members, Terry Willis and Rick Davis, Nick Tanton, and I, and we talked about this going forward. What do we do for the 24th? And we looked at all the options and really said we need to stay the course for this year because of the conditions, how dry it is, and our water situation. So those two things we were considering at that time.
Okay, so once again, just the 24th of July, same as the 4th of July. And you know what? Just no fireworks, no look at maybe even lifting fire restrictions or anything for the Price City area.
Right.
We're staying the way we are right now.
Absolutely.
Okay. Another thing that's on a lot of people's mind is road construction.
Oh boy!
And you've got a couple. We were just talking before we came on the air. You've got a couple that are almost ready to start getting paved and wrap up, and one that sounds like it's a little bit of a heartache.
It is. You know it. Coming into this position, you know, roads are bad in Price, and we're trying to come up with solutions and ways to fix it. And then so we start fixing some roads, and now everybody is well aware of the detours in Price, Utah, you know, and we have these baseball tournaments and different things happening, and it is frustrating. And I do get the calls, but, you know, I appreciate everybody working and trying to do what's best. So let's talk about 300 East. Where are we at with that
let's
one?
Let's just rip the Band-Aid off first.
Yeah, absolutely. With the 300 East project, we were looking at the 1st of August to have that project done. Now, hopefully, it might be end of August. And why I'm saying that is we had two different projects. We had the stormwater drain that basically we had a flash flood here a while back, and it lifted that drain line up and did some damage, about $40,000 worth of damage. And so now we have to fix that. And hopefully we'll have that done this week. The other thing is we did a power upgrade for the university to this power pack, and that was internet and power. So with that being stalled a little bit, the university came forward and changed that out. So that will help. You know, we didn't want to put the asphalt down and then redo this for this upgrade. So that's good. So 300 East will be probably the end of August, 1st of September. 700 East, they're working on the handicap access points and the curb and gutter. That should be done probably by the end of this week. And then we'll start making the grade and getting ready for asphalt there. 4th Avenue, same thing, getting that road ready for grade, getting it ready. As soon as 7th East is ready, we'll transport and do 7th East and 4th Avenue, the asphalt there. 3rd East, we'll have to wait a little longer. We're hoping from this project on 300 East is to accomplish the road in front of the wave pool and all the way. So from 300 East to 1st East, we'll do that project also with this. We won't detour a lot of people with that impact, but we hope to upgrade that section of road because that, from this detour, is seeing a lot of wear and tear. A
lot of extra traffic, too, going through there. All right, and then let's wrap up with water conservation. You know, it's one thing that's on everybody's mind, and, you know, some people are noticing different things, and you said even the last time you were in here, you know, if somebody sees something, give you guys a call and let you know about those kinds of things.
It's working. And I appreciate those calls. I don't take that lightly. I try to run each of those calls to ground and find out what's going on. I talked with a citizen prior to this interview, and his wife puts a bucket in the shower and catches the water, takes that water, and puts it out on the plant. So if people are doing that, their part to be good stewards of water, we as a city, as a community, I hope that we follow it. You know, we have the restriction of not watering between 10 and 6. I don't see a lot of that happening, but we need to be talking about better ways of taking care of our water. We have a meeting with the school district, the college, Price City, and we're looking at, because we're one of the bigger water users, or all those entities are. And so we're looking at what better ways to do things with water. I don't know if we're behind the eight ball or we're getting ahead. I think we are, because we're learning from each other. Each entity has that they've learned better ways of using water.
All right. So that covers fire restrictions and road construction and water conservation. So much going on. Plus, we're getting ready to kick off International Days here in a couple of weeks. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and that's, you know, we're getting ready with our park, cleaning up areas behind the wave pool. Plus, you know, our pickleball area, that is growing. You know, here, I was traveling at 6 o'clock this morning, and there was people playing on the pickleball courts, you know, so it's awesome. You know, Scott McKee, you know, Nick Malaris, those guys that took the bull by the horns and made things happen there, and, you know, Cache Valley Bank that helped. That's you know, exciting for me.
It really is, and it's good to get to see people out there and taking part in that. Well, Mayor Mike, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. And anytime you got something you need to let people know about here in Price City, you just come back, okay?
I will, and feel free to call me, you know, or Sherry Gordon. Yeah, she takes all my calls also, and she takes a bullet for me once in a while, so I love her to death. She's awesome, so thank you.
All right, Mayor Mike Corianis with Price City. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.